Mom, we heard it.
Yeah, it was like, heek-thok. Heek-thok.
Oh, my gosh. There's a monkey with a peg leg in the kitchen.
But if it's a burglar, I have this.
I'll run up and get my pom-pom and we'll cheer him to death.
Hit him, Ben. But do not break my baton. I'm not kidding.
Okay, I'll handle this.
Hey, there's no money in the house. The old lady's divorced. We got Jack.
Oh, for crying out loud, give me that.
No.
It's nothing. It's just that stupid tree branch banging on the side of the window.
I thought I told you to trim those.
Yeah, about that. I didn't do it.
If you ever wake me up in the middle of the night again, you better pray that there's someone armed and dangerous in our kitchen. Okay.
You were really scared, weren't you?
Yeah. Scared I might kill somebody.
It's okay, honey. It's only natural. We were all scared.
Yeah, for you, because you're a girl. But what if a guy like me came up and grabbed you like this? What?
Ha! Ha! Ow! Ha!
Let that be a lesson to you, Van. That's what you get for not doing your chores.
Stops with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor.
So Van was going to scare off a burglar with Cheyenne's baton? You know how dangerous that is?
Yeah, you're right, Brock. What if the burglar had a slide trombone? It could have been a very violent parade.
Dad, it's really great that you're concerned, but the noise in the kitchen was nothing.
Yeah, sure, this time. But what if next time it's not a tree branch? What if next time it's a big, huge pile of candy?
Or an axe murderer. I meant a dolphin.
Morning.
Morning, Van.
Hey, Van, listen, the judge called. The tree is guilty, and they're giving it the wood chipper.
Leave him alone. He had every right to be scared.
I wasn't scared, so I wasn't the first person to rush in the kitchen. Ever heard of ladies first?
Don't worry, Van. You can borrow my nightlight. It's a train.
You know what we should get? A gun. We'll keep it in the refrigerator. That way, when the burglar breaks in, we can say, hey, before you take all our stuff, how about a nice tall glass of free?
Get it, be quick. No. No guns, not with Jake and... No guns.
You should get an alarm.
You know what? I think she's right. An alarm system is a great idea.
Right. Top of the line, and Brock will pay for it.
Honey, wouldn't you be more comfortable just setting my money on fire?
This is no time to be cheap, Brock.
Yeah, it's not like you're buying a suit.
I'm just saying, they always try and stick you with these expensive options that you don't need. Automatic dial 911. It's three digits. How much faster can it be?
Okay. I'll shop around, try to find a good price.
No. If I'm paying, I'll shop around. The panic button. I mean, hey, open the window and scream.
You know, I don't think we need an alarm system. Now that I've been through what I've been through, I'd know what to expect next time.
Yeah. You'd wake me up and go, Cheyenne, help me.
You know what? I let you do your little move, but if I came at you at this...
I definitely definitely need to learn that.
Very impressive, huh? Has our little Cheyenne been to the neighborhood dojo to learn the ancient art of karate?
No, one summer at cheerleading camp, they made us take a self-defense class. I was voted most lethal.
And peppiest.
So you took only one class and you can take a guy down like that?
There's tons of stuff, Mom, that you could do to take down a guy. Van, come here, let me show Mom.
No. Leave me alone. Pound on your mother.
You know what? A self-defense class would be the perfect thing for us girls to do together.
Oh, that sounds...
Not you.
Yeah, well, thanks for the quote on the alarm system, but... Your price is a little too high. See, we're trying not to get robbed.
It's your call. You got a nice house here, nice family, but suits yourself. Oh, yeah, that ought to hold.
Oh, man, that guy was weird. I hate a guy whose favorite expression is, boom, you're a dead man.
I can't believe how much these guys are charging for a couple of motion detectors and a loud alarm. I mean, you could buy a car for this kind of money.
And all those burglary stories he told us? Doesn't he know any with a happy ending?
Van, he's just trying to scare us into spending money. I pull that stuff all the time with my dental patients. I think I'll just install a less expensive alarm system myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Like when you installed the garage door opener and now we have to crawl through the window to get in?
And what is that garage door? Secure.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Nothing, just we men folk are talking about how to protect you ladies because you need it.
Whoa. Gee, Van, why don't you just roll over and shore your belly?
What'd you say?
Nothing.
That's what I thought.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to My Body, My Fortress. I am your instructor, Yvette Anderson. Would any of you like to share with us why you're here? All right, how about you?
Oh, me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were just trying to find something that we could do together as a family, and... This is just down the street from our house, and we've got the real nice colonial off Oak.
We thought we had an intruder.
Oh, yeah, but actually it was a tree branch. Ironically, it was a birch. You know, because we're off Oak, and it was a birch.
Mm-hmm. Are you a little nervous?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, relax. None of this is difficult. Right. We'll just cover the basic concepts for self-defense for women, the eye gouge, the throat poke, and the knee snapper.
This will be great. After this, we can go to a bar and pick a fight.
Okay. First, I need a couple of volunteers, you two, to demonstrate my favorite move, the groin kick.
Oh, Kira, you might want to pay attention. You know, this stuff can get confusing later.
A groin kick?
I'm not confused about either part of that.
What'd you do in that situation, you with the red hair and all the talking?
What?
What would you do in the situation I just described?
Knee gouge? I mean, crotch snapper? I'm sorry. I guess I wouldn't listen.
Mm-hmm. Then what does that make her class?
Victim!
Cheyenne?
Sorry, it was a lucky guess.
Okay, I need all of you to select a pair of gloves and some headgear that you'll need later for sparring.
Oh, we're gonna use this stuff? I mean, you know, like for hitting people?
Yes. It's very important that we have full contact. We found that the biggest problem women have in learning self-defense is actually having physical contact with someone else.
Oh, I guess I didn't realize that. You know, I don't think I can actually hit someone.
Oh, hi, guys!
Is this your class, too?
How did that crotch snapper go again?
Eugene, we just got started, so I'll catch you up, okay?
So far, we've covered the groin.
Kids, they say the darndest things.
What are you doing? I made it very clear I didn't want you here.
When?
When I told you I didn't want you here. Why can't you listen?
Because I'm entitled to take self-defense classes anywhere I please. And you're not the boss of me.
I know. If I was your boss, we'd be sleeping together by now.
Look, Reba, I'm here and I'm staying. So why don't we set a good example for the kids and start out with a hug, okay?
Oh, get away from me.
No, come on.
Stop it!
Very good role-playing, okay, class? The little one is scared and she's making that clear. But the big one isn't going away.
Oh, no, she isn't.
Okay, let's get off for practice.
All right, Kira, as soon as I get this baby on, I'm gonna start walloping you. I don't have 20 minutes for you to figure out how to work a chin strap. I can work a chin strap.
Oh, yay! This is gonna be so much fun. It's just like line dancing, but with violence.
Is this the part where we get to hit someone?
Yes.
I call a big one.
Anderson, I think my chin strap is broken.
Okay. All that's left to do is to move this picture over the hole no one can prove we made. And we are done.
Which button fires the rockets?
There are no rockets. Not for $89.99. I mean, we didn't even get a warning sign. We're gonna have to put this box in the front lawn.
Come on, Van. We protected our women folk, and we've saved some dough. No one can put a price on safety, but if they could, I think they'd want it to be around $89.99. Okay. All that's left to do is to pick the code.
I want to pick the code.
Oh, I don't know, Jake. It's a pretty big responsibility. Whoever picks the code has to promise to never, ever tell anyone. It's like that time Daddy lost you at the zoo and we didn't tell Mommy.
I won't tell.
Okay, just punch in your numbers and press enter. Well, we're all set. You can rest easy, Van. There won't be any trees breaking into this house tonight.
All right, Mr. H, that's starting to bug me. Everybody keeps saying I was scared when I wasn't scared.
Were you scared?
Yes, I was scared. But why? I've never been scared before.
Well, maybe you've never been scared before because you didn't have a family to protect.
Of course. Cheyenne and Elizabeth. If I ran, they wouldn't be able to keep up.
You know, Van, when I was a kid, I didn't think I wanted to get married because I didn't want to have to worry about anyone else. And then, when I did get married, I wasn't sure I wanted to have kids for the same reason. It's a lot to worry about.
Is that why you left? Oh, come on. You've been giving me grief for 3 days now. Thanks, Mr. H.
Yeah, my pleasure. Hey, and listen, Next time you want to talk about this stuff, why don't you do it with the other girls at the beauty parlor?
Okay, got it.
Okay, let's test this puppy out. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Jay, what's the code?
You said not to tell!
No, I told you not to tell strangers, but I'm your dad. Tell your dad. Right now.
No way, you lost me at the zoo.
Okay. I think it's time for sparring.
Oh, Oh, this is going to be so great. You know, you may not believe this, but in my life, people have made me the target of their cruel taunts.
Well, maybe it's because you don't know how to take a hint. Or maybe it's because you're poking your nose where you're not welcome.
No, I don't think that was it. After my growth spurt in second grade, all the tiny girls called me Blondzilla. I can still hear them. Hey, Blondzilla, why don't you go tip over a bread truck?
A bread truck? Those tiny little old girls are funny.
Oh, this is gonna be so good. I can finally work out some of my frustrations that I've kept inside from all the people that have picked on me. Ow! Miss Anderson! Reba hit me!
Did you hit her?
No.
Yes, she did. I think someone needs a time out.
Well, I appreciate your enthusiasm, but please wait until I give the signal.
Got it.
Ow!
That's for being a tattletale.
You are being very immature. I'm going to wait until the instructor... Ow!
You go ahead and wait, because I'm having fun.
Oh, Miss Anderson? Miss Anderson, can we start yet?
Go!
Yeah! All right, come on. Oh! Oh, God!
Get up, Barbara Jean, get up!
No, stay down, Barbara Jean, stay down!
Barbara Jean Booker does not stay down. You want dance, cowgirl? Let's dance.
Zilla.
What did you call me?
You heard me. Blondzilla. Okay. That's enough sparring.
Oh, really? That's enough? Oh, then if it's over, how can you keep hitting yourself, Reba? Huh? How can you keep it? Ow!
So bad to win a fight.
You didn't win. I won.
You can't actually win unless you make someone cry, like I did with Cheyenne.
Hey, you did not make me cry. You hit me in the nose. Your eyes water automatically.
Oh, no, 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 no. I got you.
Ow! Oh. Oh.
Yeah. You know, the weird thing, I feel closer to you, Barbara Jean. I might actually look forward to seeing you if I could pound on your head once in a while.
You know, you're not the first person to say that to me.
You know, I feel closer to you too, Kara.
Me too. It'll pass.
Hey, you want to go pick on Van with me?
Sure. You hold him down and I'll give him a wedgie.
Sweet.
It's amazing how well we're all getting along. I wonder if that's why guys are always punching on each other.
I think it'd be cool to be a guy. Or a giraffe. No, eagle. Eagle be coolest.
Either stop talking or get in punching range. What is this? Oh, I guess the guys put up the alarm system.
Yep, there it is.
Oh, you know what'd be even cooler? A tiger. A tiger with an eagle head. We could call it a teagle. Or you know what'd be better than a teagle? You get like a tiger and like a giraffe.